Brandon, tell us about the opportunity you got to play in the Illinois PGA section this year, and how special this is to be able to play at your own club, Medina.
No, I mean, that's really the coolest part, Rory, is to be amongst, you know, nine of our staff members, part of the team, and to get to play at our home track. You know, not all of us get to play a ton. So it's just, it's such a treat to get out there and play and, you know, compete and play some competitive golf, you know, amongst the entire field, but also amongst us as a staff. It's just so cool to be doing it at our home facility.
Marty tells me that you started there about 7 years ago in the bag room, and you've worked your way up to a co-head professional position at one of the great clubs in America, and it's got to be great to not only have the job you do now at Medina, but to play in the section event at Medina, and then probably not only make yourself proud, but you know, the members proud, and the people who know you there going up to the top of the leaderboard on the first day.
It's surreal, you know, standing there on the first tee or my first tee this morning. I felt it, you know. It's like we don't get to play a ton of competitive golf these days, especially as busy as the club's been during this interesting year. So to represent the club, that's been so great to me and has given me so much, and to be able to play well on day one, it was the most fun I've had in a golf course in a long time.
Well, considering the defending champion is your co-professional at Medina, Travis Johns, did he give you any advice at playing in this event?
You know, we played nine holes on Sunday afternoon, a little fun with a couple members, and I couldn't get any advice out of him, but I tried, Rory. It's just always a treat to watch Travis play golf, and I think anybody who plays with Travis will tell you that you leave there, if even no words are exchanged, you leave after watching Travis, and you feel like you learned something, for sure.
Well, it looks like at least today you might have gotten a little bit better end of the draw. It got pretty hot this afternoon, and the wind definitely came up for sure. How much did it help you having the first tee time, the early morning conditions, and is your 5-under score all just from making some birdies today, or did you make a big birdie by popping an eagle in there somewhere?
You know what? I had a little good fortune. I felt like I hit a lot of good shots pretty much all day. But on my first nine, the back nine, you know, I really got a few nice breaks. I hit a great bunker shot on 10 that just trickled and kept rolling with the fast greens and trickled right into the hole. On 14, I hit a pitching wedge approach shot from the rough. I think it was about 145 yards, somewhere in that region. I forget the exact number. Didn't see it land. I mean, I saw it land. I didn't see it where it finished. So when I got to the green and didn't see a ball, I thought, you know, there's no way that ball went long. I knew what club I hit and the distance. I said, there's no way it's long. And sure enough, I walked by it and the ball's in the bottom of the hole. So that was another great break. And then on 18, you know, I thought I hit a really nice approach shot there into that par three. And it just flew a little long on me, and I, you know, was able to hit a really good chip shot, and it fell in as well. So a lot of good fortune on that back nine, and as exciting as that back nine was, the front nine seemed to be equally as boring, with a lot of, you know, it was a pretty good seven straight holes of golf where I was hitting a lot of fairways and a lot of greens and just couldn't get a putt to fall, but, you know, very happy with the way it finished up.
Does the game plan change at all, considering where you're at here as you go into the last 36 holes?
You know, the game plan doesn't change. You know, I'm still trying to treat every shot with the utmost of my focus, and, you know, give every shot my all, and try to play the correct shot at the correct time. And, you know, the plan is just to continue to try to play good golf. I feel like I'm hitting it well. I'm hitting a lot of good putts, and you know, I feel good about my game, you know, even though I haven't been playing a ton, but I feel good about it, and I'm just going to go out there and try to hit a bunch of good golf shots and maybe roll a few putts in as well.
It was gettable. I mean, this morning being a little bit softer, of course, is obviously in great shape, great host. But yeah, for me, I played 16 great holes and then just kind of held on the last two holes. I hit my first 16 greens in reg, didn't really have any crazy challenging looks or anything like that, and then caught a little trouble on the right side on 8. Was able to get it up and down for about 50 yards on my 17th hole. And then 18, obviously hit it. It's the only spot you can't hit it, which is left and long. And made it nice up and down there. So everything else, though, it's pretty straightforward. I drove it well, which, you know, tends to kind of be my weakness. So I drove it well around here and just kind of hit some decent shots. Kind of just shot what I should have shot, more or less.
You're having a great year.
I appreciate it.
To me, is this your best year? Do you feel the way you play the ball?
I think from a ball striking standpoint, it's not. But it feels like my short game's been pretty good this year. Putting's been pretty good. I'm starting to like have spurts where I've hit it well, you know, like on Wednesday and such. But yeah, I'm consistently, you know, playing good enough. It seems like, you know, each tournament that we have. You know, today was probably the best I've played all year as far as putting it all together at once. I played really well and I went see it, but this was pretty good.
Andy, your fellow Misswood pro, Chris Iorati, tells me that at White Eagle during Illinois Open Week, he said, Andy is out there every day on the range grinding like I've never seen him grinding before. He says he's out there pounding drivers up till 9-10 minutes before he's supposed to be on the first tee. What is it back a few weeks ago that you were looking for, and do you feel like today's round shows that maybe you found it?
Maybe. I've been kind of searching for the last 3 years, honestly. I feel like I haven't played great golf the last 3 years. Just been kind of hanging on with good short game and good putting, but kind of trying to recapture some of the feels and swing thoughts I had in like 2015, 2016 when I was really playing well. So that's kind of been kind of the focus of my practice, is find something I like, find something that feels like it's repeatable, and then try and take that to the golf course. That's the hardest thing, is taking something that you find repeatable in practice and taking it to the golf course. So I feel like I found something recently and been playing okay.
Andy, do you feel like you're maybe getting close to breaking through on a major? I know you weren't in recent years. You weren't always even eligible for all of them, but and you've gone through the grind to be eligible for all of them. And so, do you feel like your time is coming to get one of these?
Yeah, I feel like I usually play pretty well when the lights go on. You know, when it's kind of the most pressure situations, I tend to play pretty well. So like it was a real bummer to not be able to play in the national championship this year. I felt like, you know, that field was pretty poised to be something that I would have a good chance in getting through if I were to have played in it. So that's always the goal every single year, is to try and get to the national and then hopefully play well enough to possibly play in the PGA championship one day.
In this, your best finish was looks like last year.
Last year, tied for fifth. That was the first year I was eligible, yeah, and it, right. It's funny the way it kind of happened. Last year, went from being right there in the hunt to all of us hanging on for the last four holes to make the cut. It was crazy last year. That was a really weird year. Winds blowing sideways at Ruth Lake. It was fun, but it was definitely awkward.
Did you tune up for this event with a practice round here and some rounds at Mistwood with your fellow pro, Frank Hohenadel, who obviously has a great history of in this tournament at this golf course?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate to have the pros that we have that like to play at the level that they play at. So actually, when we played a practice round, it was myself, Matt Carter, Frank, and Andrew. And what better group? Andrew Godfrey. So what better group to, you know, play a practice round with than the other guys that you're going to be basically competing against to get through. So, we had a really good competitive set of practice rounds. So we played a couple of Thursdays ago. Conditions were pretty similar because it was during their member guests. So, yeah, I felt like I was ready. I just needed to find something, just a little something to be able to strike the ball well, and drove it well, and that was it. It was good.
Any of these five birdies today, something to write about here, lengthwise or spectacularly?
Not really.
All right, you got it.
You know what? The one that was really good was, I would say, was the 17th hole. Hit driver down the middle, had 265, and hit a great three wood just short on the front, and just two putter for birdie. That was probably my best one. Then hit a great drive on one and hit far into about 25 feet. So, two good birdies there.
Andy, tell us, it does seem like when you play course one here, there's a little bit of a difference between the front nine and the back nine. The back nine a little shorter, but probably requires a little more creativity around the greens.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more comfortable hitting tee shots on the front nine than it is on the back nine out here. You know, hole like 10 will get your attention. I hit it in the left rough today, which is exactly where I was trying to hit it, you know, being the first tee shot of the day. Yeah, there's some kind of quirky tee shots, especially on that backside, that you just got to kind of guide it down there. You're not really standing up and just hammering it, you know, on that backside as much as the front side. Front side, you can kind of stand up there and really hit it hard on 1, 2, 3, 6. I mean, all those holes, you can basically just bombs away. So you can't really do that on the back nine. So you got to be a little more strategic, which tends to play into my game a little bit more, where you neutralize distance and it's more of kind of an accuracy thing. So yeah, I think the course sets up good for me. I really feel like I got a good shot for the next 2 days.
Super. Travis, tell us a little bit about your round. I'm sure it feels good to get off to a good start.
Yeah, it feels great. Where I need to be, I would just say the whole day was kind of okay. I mean, everything went all right. I putted okay, hit a couple of loose shots, hit a couple of good shots. It was fine. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Travis, it seems like when you play that course, at least, it seemed like the back nine is a little shorter, a few more scoring opportunities if you can be a little creative around some of the greens. Is that something that comes into play, at least for you here a little bit?
Yeah, the back nine, there's, you know, it's only actually got one par five, but it's got a par four that's pretty short, actually a couple of par fours that are pretty short. So if you sort of, you had a lot of wedges in your hand, but you're right, you have to be creative with where you're going to put it on the green, what the designer did with the greens. And so there is a good opportunity on the back nine. The front nine, there's a very good opportunity early in the first three holes to do something. And then it gets a little bit more difficult, sort of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. In fact, a lot of the members and us here at Medina, we sort of think that that might be one of the harder stretches of holes on the property. You know, they had the tees up on the ninth hole today, which made that reachable, which was kind of good. And then, it was set up fine. I think you'll see a fair few people under par today and tomorrow, but I'm assuming on the third day, maybe it'll just dry out a little bit. And who knows what happens then? And they'll probably put a few tees and pins in funny positions, and it could be a little more difficult.
On a day, Wednesday, the day the forecasters are calling for the hottest day of the week, and you could see temperatures up in the mid-90s that day. So I don't know how much plans they have here to water things the next couple days, or let them get firm and fast for you guys maybe a little bit. Do you like that?
Yeah, I mean, 1 year we had it like crazy firm and fast here when we had it here a number of years ago, and it was a little silly, actually. But Steve Cook does a great job here, and if he needs to water the greens, he'll water the greens just to keep them healthy and so forth. But I think it's going to be humid, so they may not get quite as firm. When it gets humid like that, it's really hard to have firm greens. When the humidity is down, it's good. Or if the wind's up, that can really firm them up. So it may not get quite, you know, like silly firm and fast. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Any three with five birdies? Any of those five worth a mention particularly?
No.
No long putts?
No.
No get home in two on the par five?
Oh, I mean, I hit a green, a par four and one, and a par five. I don't know. Did I hit a par five and two?
You know, I hit it up near the green.
No, none of them are really that fancy.
Okay.
Not worth a mention.
Okay. Just say, just rattle the course for 5 minutes.
So you looking forward to tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, I'll go back to work right now, and then I'll work in the morning, and then it'll be nice and toasty tomorrow, and we'll see what we can do.